Election Day is 1 week from tomorrow. The Michigan Campaign Finance Network figures that spending for the Michigan governor's race will top $30 million. Much of that money will come from outside Michigan. MLive's Capital reporter Jonathan Osting has been doing his best to follow this money trail. Jonathan, it's not an easy feat to figure out just who's donating to whom, is it?
It's not. Thankfully, we have some groups in Michigan. You mentioned the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Rich Robinson from that group actually goes to TV stations and pulls records and looks at them. Part of the problem is that so-called issue ads that don't directly endorse a candidate, groups that run those ads don't technically have to report that they're spending on those ads at all. But we've got some, you know, investigators here in Michigan that sort of help fill in the gaps and give us a picture of what the actual spending looks like.
All right. So let's try to figure out, Jonathan, which groups are trying to win the hearts and votes of Michiganders. We'll start with the obvious. You've got the Snyder and Shower campaigns and also the Democratic Governors Association and the Republican Governors Association. And we know those both can spend unlimited funds. Who's donating to them?
Well, the Republican Governors Association is kind of a who's who of big names in business. David Koch is one of them, Sheldon Adelson, and also the founder of 5-Hour Energy Drink, who actually lives in Michigan. He gave about $2.5 million to the RGA this cycle. On the Dem side, again, it's sort of a list of characters who you've heard of before. The United Auto Workers was the biggest contributor to the Democratic Governors Association from Michigan. They gave about $1 million. Other national union groups such as AFSCME and the NEA Education Association also gave big contributions to the DGA. So it's unions versus big business groups.
To no one's surprise, right?
Yeah.
And they're putting out both kinds of ads, aren't they? Pro their guy, anti the other guy?
Yeah, for the most part. The RGA, most of its ads have been strictly negative, criticizing Shower. Snyder, of course, typically runs a positive campaign, so he's running positive ads, and RGA is sort of doing the dirty work here, beating up on Shower to benefit Snyder. On the other side, the DGA and Shower are both running some mixed ads, which might criticize the governor, but also feature Mark Shower talking about how his plans would differ from the governor's.
I want to ask you about something curious that I saw in your story for MLive. That former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg has money behind, now tell me if I got this wrong, pro and anti-Snyder ads?
Yeah, I mean, his PAC that he pretty much funds independently, the Independence USA PAC, is running pro-Snyder ads here in Michigan. That's, you know, some direct spending. He's also contributed to the DGA, which spends across the country, but, of course, it's spending here on anti-Snyder ads. So it's kind of an example of somebody maybe spreading money around so much that at times contributions he's made conflict with each other. Bloomberg clearly supports Snyder. He's also given an individual maximum contribution to the governor. He's hosted a fundraiser for the governor in New York. But his contribution to the DGA was about $1.1 million. And again, that's spread all across the country, may have, you know, helped fund anti-Snyder ads as well, which is kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. We're talking with MLive's Capital reporter, Jonathan Osting, about who's donating and funding Rick Snyder and Mark Shower campaigns and TV ads. And I'm wondering, as far as donations directly to the Snyder and Shower campaigns, which campaigns raise the most?
Well, we actually just got new numbers on that Friday. Both campaigns had to file campaign finance reports with the state. And as we've seen throughout this cycle, Snyder is outraising Shower, and he's also outspending Shower. In fact, Snyder, along with the AG and Secretary of State, Republican incumbents, have all now raised and spent more than they did in 2010. You know, we've got about 9 days, I believe it is, until the election. So they're probably going to build on those totals a little bit still here in the last week.
So the cash advantage goes to Snyder, and it does seem that one of the criticisms that you hear towards Mark Shower is that the message is muted. Is that to do with campaign ads, do you think, or is it just the focus of his message isn't quite as crystal clear as some might want to see?
Well, if you're going to make that argument, I'd say it was on the focus of his message itself. as I mentioned, the DGA is spending heavily for Shower, and it's actually outspending the RGA. So in terms of outside money, I'd say Shower probably actually has a slight advantage at this point. But in terms of actual campaign contributions, the governor is in the lead. Interestingly, Michigan law allows candidates to coordinate pretty closely with these outside groups. So some of these DGA ads you've seen actually feature Mark Shower in them. You know, he'll be talking right to the camera. It looks like a campaign ad. It looks like, smells like a campaign ad, but it's not. Technically, it's an issue ad from the RGA.
How would How would people know? Is there a phrase we need to listen to tell, okay, that's an outside ad versus a campaign ad?
All you can really do is look at the fine print. At the end of the ad, they are required to put a little authorized by statement on there. So if you recall, late last year, the Republican-led legislature passed a bill that sort of codified existing exemptions for issue ads, so they don't have to report their donors to the state. But what they did do is require them to at least put a disclaimer on the ad. That doesn't necessarily tell you a whole lot, though, because there are groups that might have, you know, interesting sounding names like Freedom First or something, which doesn't tell you anything about who the actual group is that's running the ads, but at least there's a name on it. So, yeah, you got to read that fine print. You'll learn a little bit of information about the group.
Jonathan, what do you think the big takeaway here is of what you found?
The big takeaway is that because Michigan's governor's race is one of the closest in the country, outside groups are spending a lot of money here. And that's going to continue if the polls remain close through this last week. So it's going to be a big year for money in Michigan politics. And unfortunately, the laws that we have don't tell us where all that money is coming from.
MLive Capital reporter Jonathan Osting. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Hey, thank you.